USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Pentagon has approved a request from the Department of Health and Human Services to house unaccompanied minors who crossed into the United States at two Texas military bases. The approval gives space at Fort Bliss and Joint Base San Antonio-Lackland for the temporary housing of children as HHS deals with an influx of migrants at the border. A Pentagon spokesperson says that military training or readiness won't be affected by having the children housed on those bases. Earlier on Wednesday, President Biden tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the effort in dealing with the crisis at the border. The president announced that one of Harris's most important duties will be handling diplomatic efforts to stem the flow of migrants with the nations of Central America.
We're already talking with Mexico about that. She's already done that. We're going to be dealing with a full team now that we have to be able to deal with the problem here at home, but also to deal with it now in terms of in-country.
This is USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.